Elvis Presley in America from The Unforgettable Fire. And this is, you're listening to CJSF, but we are going to, let's have it. Sorry, hang on a sec here. I'll be back with you in 30 seconds or so.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
I love that Typically Tuesdays is on Monday. That's awesome. It's CJSF. It's Noise of Carpet here. Thanks for listening. That set just now, it would ended up with U2, Elvis Presley in America, The Unforgettable Fire. So that set, as I said, wrong-foots the listener a little bit. So that song is from 1984. It's a tree-planting anthem for me in the early 90s with my Blue Walkman. I definitely listened to that album a lot. And that's the music in the in the song, there is a sort of is the music from a sort of homecoming, and the producer was fiddling around mixing the song and slowed down the tape recording, and Bono the singer improvised the lyrics over top while they were just hanging around the studio, and they decided to keep it because it's so good. So that's the story there. Before that, American hip-hop producer Jay Dilla from Rough Draft from, let's see, 2003. That song is called Nothing Like This. That's apparently his most experimental work. And the sample in that song, the sample is played backwards. So there you go. That's Jay Dilla, Nothing Like This. I really like that. Before that was Lamb Chop, album Nixon, recorded in 1999 but released in 2000. So we just squeaked that in there. Songs The Butcher Boy, I believe there was a Irish novel with the same name from the 90s. Don't know if that's connected or not. Is it Patrick someone? Anyway, Lamb Chop, The Butcher Boy from Nixon, and Bollard to start things off. The song is The Curse of the Cameraman. So let's move into the next set here. Heavenly is a band, I guess you could twee pop or indie pop, a band from the UK that emerged from when a band called Tallulah Gosh closed up shop in the late 80s. This is Heavenly. The album's Atta Girl. They are touring. They are in Vancouver in maybe June. And opening for them is a local band from Victoria, British Columbia called The Umbrellas. So we're going to hear a song from each band, and then we'll wrap this set up, go down the I-5, which is the name of the highway, if anyone doesn't know, down the coast from Washington that goes straight down to, I suppose, the Mexican border, and in Olympia, Washington. It's a band called Beat Happening, so we'll end up with them. They released a lot of pop, indie pop records in the day in 7 inches. So let's start off going to, I believe, Bristol in the UK with Heavenly and the song's Atta Girl. Thanks for listening. We're halfway through. We got about 25 more minutes of music before Arne Pelter comes on with the Radio Gotha at the top of the hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Caroline, the hip parades up her way. Don't bleed you dry, why even try? Three cheers, they're laughing at me. Don't you know that in life, nothing is free?
Yeah. With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Hi, this is Tim from Stereolab, and you're listening to Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 and CJSF.ca.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Tim. This is Noise of Carpet, as Tim from Stereolab just told you. And the music before all of that, Beat Happening, Heather Lewis on vocals there, Beat Happening's from Olympia, Washington, K Records is the label run by one of the members of that band, of course, and Heather is vocalist. She plays in drums in the band and also was vocalist in the band and in bands such as Land of the Loops. And she also sang on the Wedding Present album Watusi, which I just found out just now. Wedding Present is in Vancouver, touring North America in the spring and in Vancouver with Unrest, with Mark from Unrest anyway, at the Wise Club late April. So get your tickets for that and support these bands that are, you know, working hard to pay the bills these days. So coming up next, we'll go back to, we're going to return to before that, Umbrellas and Heavenly, they're both playing the Hollywood Theater in Vancouver on June 28th. So up next, we're going to revive our NM Bobs section with a couple of songs new music by old bands, but we'll just whisper that so they don't hear. So the first song is Jeff Tweedy. He's from Wilco, late 90s, starting with Wilco, and I think, what was the band before that? I forget. Uncle Tupelo, maybe? And this song, and then we'll have a song by Tortoise, who are also coming to Vancouver, and then we'll wrap things up with a request for the show today. So this song is Lou Reed Was My Babysitter. It's a new song by Jeff Tweedy out on his new record. And it sounds like a Lou Reed song. So enjoy. I thought I enjoyed it the first time I heard it, but here it is.
I want to sweat next to you. Sweat next to you with a sticky carpet sucking on my shoes. Cause rock and roll ain't never gonna lose. I want you to dance into me. Drink. I wanna feel the kick kicking in my teeth. My bleeding heart bleeding to the beat. Look out.
Don't die.
Their album, new album's called Touch. In Pop Matters magazine online, I just want to read out this first paragraph of a review of this record. They're from Chicago, of course, and they're playing in Vancouver in a couple of months. So to quote, let's see, the writer's Jeremy Levine. I do like this. The best albums become places. They transport you instantly. Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life is a joyful kitchen on a Sunday morning. Patti Smith's Horses is a slam New York club on a Saturday night. Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska as well. Nebraska. Touch, the 8th studio LP from Tortoise, and the first in 9 years, also creates a place, but that place is nowhere. But that place is nowhere at all. Recorded in LA, Portland, and Chicago, Tortoise, those are cities in the United States. Tortoise's Touch feels like the space between places. It's an alien nighttime world. The record, like a Tolkien novel, conjures a universe and makes you feel like you've been there. It is, in a word, miraculous. So there. That is Jeremy Levine in Pop Matters describing that new album by Tortoise. But I'm heading out of here. I'm going to end up with a request for a band called Bridget Calls Me Baby. They're playing in Vancouver soon as well, late April. It is a request by Etienne in West Kirby. The song is called Slumber Party. It's on CGSF.ca 90.1 FM. Stick around for Radio Gotha with Art Pelter. If you like German music, then stick around for the next hour because it's wicked. This is Slumber Party. CGSF. Thanks for listening. Thanks at the end. Talk later.